Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the series Pearls of Wisdom. Before moving towards our topic, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Rasul of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever likes this thing, that Allah azza wa jal is pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah azza wa jal, should recite Salat upon me in abundance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today my topic is don't hurt your parents. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, undoubtedly parents are a great blessing of Allah Almighty. Parents are a very big support in a person's life. They are the ones who stand by a person in every affliction, problem, calamity, difficulty, and grief one may face. Allah Almighty blessed parents with a very exalted rank and status. You can get a gist of the rank, status, dignity of parents from the fact that in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty commanded to treat parents nicely after commanding to worship Him. Therefore, Allah Almighty states in part 15, Surah Bani Israel, ayats 23-25, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman. And your Lord has commanded that do not worship anyone except Him and treat parents with goodness. If one of them or both of them reach old age in front of you, so do not say even uff to them and do not scold them. And speak to them words of respect and spread for them the arm of humbleness with a soft heart and request humbly that, O my Lord, have mercy on both of them just as they brought me up in my childhood. Your Lord is well aware of what is in your hearts. If you are righteous, then indeed He is forgiving to those who repent. Sayyiduna Allama Maulana Sayyid Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi states in relation to the above mentioned ayahs, when parents become weak, their body parts are left with no power in them, and they are left weak with you in their last days, the way you were powerless with them in your infancy. So do not utter any such thing from your tongue that would express them being a burden on you, neither scold them nor speak loudly to them. Rather, speak to them with such great manners the way a servant or a slave speaks to his master. Treat them gently and politely. Treat them with compassion and affection even when you are tired, as they brought you up with affection at the time when you were powerless. Moreover, do not be stingy in buying them what they need. To cut the long story short, no matter how much we exaggerate in treating parents nicely and serving them in this world, we can never pay back the favor of our parents. Hence, a person should supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty for grace and mercy to be showered upon them, and he should humbly implore that, O Allah Almighty, my serving them cannot be a payback to their favor. Please shower mercy upon them so that their favor may get repaid. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah Almighty says in part 1, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat 83, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman. And when we took a covenant from the children of Israel that worship no one but Allah Almighty and be good to parents. Under this ayah, Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naeemuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi states, after commanding to worship him, Allah Almighty commanded to treat parents nicely. From this, we find out that serving parents is extremely important. Treating parents nicely means that one should not utter or do any such thing that would hurt them. He should not deny serving them physically or financially. He shall be there when they need him. If parents command him to leave nawafil in order to serve them, then he shall leave the nawafil because serving them is superior to nawafil. However, farz and wajib acts cannot be left upon the command of parents. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these blessed ayahs highlight the dignity, rank and status of parents. Therefore, we should appreciate our parents and remember their favors. Avoid such things that would displease them. Look at them in every way. Treat them nicely. Fulfill their permissible needs and fulfill every permissible command of theirs. We should look after them, especially when they get old, because at that time, they are in the need of most sympathy from their children, because at that age, they don't have strength in their body parts. They get afflicted with so many diseases, and at such times, even their own blood relatives become strangers. The old age of parents puts a person into test and trial. At times, parents get ill with various types of diseases in the old age. Due to this, children normally get fed up. However, remember, serving parents in even such circumstances is mandatory. Therefore, no matter how irritable parents become due to their old age and diseases, no matter how much they argue and quarrel without any reason and stress you out, still, you need to observe only patience, and it is mandatory to respect and dignify them. Yes, this is the test. Let alone being rude to them or scolding them off, etc., one should not even say oof in front of them. Otherwise, one can suffer a loss and become deserving of the destruction in both worlds. As the one who hurt his parents' feelings gets humiliated in this world as well as becomes deserving of the punishment in the hereafter. Let's listen to some blessed ahadith in relation to treating parents nicely. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the way we have been emphasized in the Quranic ayahs to treat our parents nicely, similarly, we have also been commanded in the blessed ahadith to be kind to our parents and revere them. Therefore, we should try our utmost to please our parents, as the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in their pleasure and the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in their displeasure. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, pleasure of Allah Almighty lies in the pleasure of parents and displeasure of Allah Almighty lies in the displeasure of parents. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that a person humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what right do parents have upon their children? He replied, they both are your paradise and hell. That is, you will attain paradise by pleasing them and become deserving of hell if you displease them. A companion of the Holy Prophet ﷺ came to the Holy Rasul ﷺ and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I want to fight in the path of Allah Almighty and have come in your court to consult with you. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, do you have a mother? The companion replied, yes. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, make serving her obligatory upon yourself because paradise lies under her feet. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, du'as of parents are accepted in the favor of children. Keep them happy, serve them immensely, and get their du'as. Their pleasure can be a means of protection of your faith, and their displeasure can be a means of destruction of your faith. One who always obeys parents remains happy and prosperous. Wherever he may be in the world, he obtains the blessing of the du'as of his parents. Sheikh-e Tariqat, Amir-e Ahl-e Sunnat, founder of Dawat-e Islami, Allama Maulana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, states on page 6 to page 7 of his booklet, Oceanic Dome. Look at your parents with great sympathy and affection. How nice it is to look at parents with a merciful gaze. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when offspring look at their parents with a merciful gaze, Allah Almighty writes the reward of Hajj Mabrur, that is accepted Hajj, for every such sight. The blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, even if someone looks at them 100 times a day, the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, yes, Allah Almighty is the greatest and the atyab, that is the most purest. Undoubtedly, Allah Almighty has power over everything. He can bestow as much reward as He wills. He Azza wa Jal is not helpless or powerless at all. So if someone looks at his parents with a merciful gaze 1,000 times a day, let alone 100, He Azza wa Jal will grant him the reward of 1,000 accepted Hajj. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, parents always think good of their children. They want to do a lot for their beloved offspring at times, but their circumstances do not allow them to do so. Someone's old father would still be working as labor instead of resting in order to earn a livelihood for his house. The mother, despite facing various illnesses, still cannot afford her medicine, but sacrifices her rest and helps the father by sewing clothes until late night so that the basic necessities of the house can be fulfilled. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what has happened to us? Which way are we heading towards? Misuse of social media has completely changed our thinking process. Respect and honor of parents is diminishing away from our hearts. Woe on such friendships and gatherings that distance us away from the feet of our parents and throw us in the pile of the filth of the society. We should try to refrain from disobeying our parents, respect them wholeheartedly, and strive our utmost to keep them pleased. In order to develop this Madani mindset, we shall associate ourselves with the Madani environment of the Madani movement of the devotees of Rasul, Dawat-e Islami, and practically take part in the 12 Madani activities of the Zaili Halqa. Stay attached with the blessed Madani environment of Dawat-e Islami to improve your worldly life and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The first